Welcome, welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal podcast. This is season 3, episode 3, The Power of Creativity. I'm Sonia Lin, a master healing and transformational life coach, breathwork facilitator, and spiritual wedding officiant, really supporting teens and individuals and in couples through transition that may be feeling lost or stuck as to what their next purpose is in life, and feeling blocked from potentials and living a healthy, fulfilling life. So again, I'm Sonia Lin. Thank you for listening. So let's start to unblock what is your belief around creativity? I know I hear many people say, and I remember back when I had this belief, that I'm not creative. You know, is that something that you hear other people say? Do you catch yourself saying that? Or are you an artist, a writer, a singer, a painter, whatever it is? And are you feeling blocked and stuck, not being able to access that flow through some type of transition or change in your life? And it really takes nurturing ourself, because if we are feeling like the opposite of creator is victim, and if we are feeling victim to a life circumstance, I invite you, rather than to think, why is this happening to me? Ask yourself, what is the next step that you can take towards what you want? Because you are a creator. We are all creating. And the question is, are we creating more negativity and pain in our life? Or are we creating more love and abundance and positivity in our life, right? Our energy, we're all energy. Everything is energy. And we're either creating dis-ease, right? Disease, if there's a dis-ease, or we're creating healing energy and positive energy. And we're meant to fluctuate up and down. We want it to keep in a constant state of flow and not become stuck. So want to look at, you know, shifting yourself out when you're stuck, asking yourself, you know, what do you gain by staying here? And being able to trust and move out into faith and love rather than doubt and fear, so the magic can happen. And that is where the magic happens. When we heal that child part of ourself, that wounded part of ourself, learn to self-nurture and give ourselves what we need, so we're able to access the creator within us and be in the flow and learn how to get ourselves out and shift ourselves out of that survival to be able to, activate this energy and the inner creator that is within you. It is with all of us. And that comes through your own healing. So through your own healing, that is really the greatest message towards others. So healing, self-love, self-care, it is not selfish. It's not only essential for yourself, but it is the greatest gift you can give others. So whether you're feeling like you're around a lot of crazies and their energy is sucking the life out of you or pulling you back or naysayers, and then you're starting to doubt yourself, Or maybe you're in the point of recognizing, oh my God, I am one of these crazies. I am, complaining and seeking misery and just really, having a lot of negative energy and negative thoughts or beliefs and healing through some traumas or being stuck blaming others. You're right where you're meant to be. But what you want to do, right, is heal for yourself. Like I've talked about, it's a trauma response and thinking that it's someone else's responsibility to come in and save or to fix. But we're the own hero in our healing journey and being able to unblock the creator and the flow that we all have available to us, but we can lose sight of when things don't go our way. And there's the internal influencers, the external influencers. So really tapping into the surrender from the need to control and seeing, you know, what else is it that you need, that if you're thinking, these limiting beliefs and thoughts that, money equals certainty and security and safety and needing that, you know, asking yourself, where did that belief come from? And creating this new belief by new experiences and allowing yourself the space and the safety to be able to create, to know that it is safe. Create those new experiences to realize and rewire that money and abundance, you know, wealth, joy, all of these high vibrational positive emotions and energy can come from creating. We are born creators. We are meant to create. We are meant to co-create beyond having children, right? That's one way. And there's so many other ways. So ask yourself, when is it that you feel like you are in the flow, like just in a high in life? The energy is so high. You know, if time can feel very long when we're in pain, but when you're not in pain and you're in creation, and you are in the flow, is it while you're writing? Is it while you're skiing or hiking or snowboarding? For some people and clients I ask, it was the birth of a child or a wedding or what else have I heard? Skiing, or I've heard a honeymoon or a runner's high. Right? I can relate to that. When is it that you're just in the flow and creating, where time is just an illusion and time just passes by? And how can you bring more of that into your life? When was that last time? So how can you shift yourself out of that? Create this practice for yourself. What worked for you in the past? How do you feel in doing these things? And asking yourself these questions around, you know, creation, looking for your blocks. If you want to go draw or you want to paint or whatever it is, you know, trying something new. Maybe it's in photography, or it's endless. Maybe you want to build something and create something out of clay, or build a home, or a piece of furniture. Whatever it is that you love creating, or where you feel you are just on a high, feel that, embrace that, and know that you can experience and have that. You can feel that every day, that you have the power to do that, to be able to shift yourself, whether it's excavating your way out, no matter where you are, or just doing a few minor tweaks, because it's this self-sabotage, this destruction You know, we will go to any length to stay blocked at times because it can feel scary of stepping into a creative life, right? Whatever beliefs we have that you have to be a starving artist, or I'm not creative, or whether there was criticism and judgment for a piece of art or something that you did, that then you're not feeling safe to do that again. You're listening to the negative critic or the naysayer or the doubt. So really seeing where is that coming from? Are these thoughts, you know, from your past, from your childhood? Are they from someone you're with now? Are they coming from yourself? So what is staying victim to your circumstance or staying caught in the drama with a crazy person, you know, what is that preventing you and holding you back from creating? So just thinking about that, you know, what is the involvement in drama and having this barrier? What is that holding you back from? What is it that you always want to do as a child? Who is it that you always wanted to be? Are you creating that? Whether it's your own business or a book or a nonprofit. The sky is the limit. So checking in with yourself, you know, what is it that you've done in the past that you really enjoyed? What is it that you've thought about creating and capturing the blocks, the subconscious? What is that first but or that doubt or that excuse that comes up? Because the more you awaken, the more doors open. And that's where the magic appears. You don't need to know the how, but when you know what it is that you want to do, or you know that you want, you have more creativity in you, you can feel that. When you break away the barriers and you send that message out to the universe, the doors open and these unseen helping hands will come to support you for these new opportunities that arise. But it takes letting go and clearing what is no longer serving you. And, you know, then these doubts can pop up. You know, if these past beliefs are that the only support would come through family or, excuse me, I didn't know my notifications were on. You know, how else can you be open to support that certainty, that support, that security, that comfort? You know, how else has that come in your life? And what is it that you're holding on to? That old belief that you have to have this in order to be creative. What if the stars aligned? What if there was other support around you? What if that creativity is part of your healing process? You know, creating a photo album, starting to write things down, starting to draw, creating art, creating jewelry, building things, making things with your hands. Whatever that is for you, because you're the expert in you. And once you start to open that and set aside this faulty programming and skepticism, and you step into your creative recovery, more and more doors will open and you can start to explore them. When you really start to pay attention and know that, you know, growth requires ugly stages. Healing can be very messy. So as Anne Lamont says in writing, you know, write that shitty first draft let go of the perfectionism. If you gave yourself permission to do something not perfect, what would be that something be? What is your first shitty rough draft? Giving yourself permission to fail. Letting go of the perfectionism that is an illusion. It's a lie. No one's perfect. Nothing is perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. So if you can allow yourself to start, be a beginner, and take the small gifts that come from when you start to support yourself, give yourself that nurture, give yourself that community, give yourself some solitude to really see what you haven't been able to see clearly and step into what is possible for you. So if you could not mess up, you couldn't fail, what would you give yourself permission to create? And if you're feeling victim to a life circumstance right now, something is happening to you, what is the next step? What is it that you can do next that is in your control? Okay. So I'm going to leave it at that. I know we're over the 15 minutes. So just a couple questions to ponder in the power of stepping into, because our energy is always creating. The question is it creating more comfort zone, which really isn't comfortable at all? Is it creating excuses? Is it creating more negative energy? Is it creating more illness and disease? Or is it creating more opportunities? Is it creating more visions and new goals, new opportunities, new relationships, new health? What is it that you are currently creating more of in your life? And is that what you want? Or is it been creating more of what you don't want? Because you have the power to shift that. The magic is in that transformation, because you are the hero and you are the healer on your inner journey from victim to creator. And maybe that's not where you're starting at. Maybe you're just feeling blocked and not feeling victim to, but just not sure where to start. So just seeing where you are, recognizing, acknowledging it, having grace for it, and what's the next step? What's the next step in becoming unblocked, unstuck, in tapping into the vision of what it is that you want, allowing yourself to step into full expression, to be creative, to think bigger for yourself, for others, and how does that feel? So I'm just going to share the next, let's see, it's Monday the 17th. This is, so January 18th, Tuesday, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's the third Tuesday. You can go to sonyalin.com/breathwork. You can access that and sign up for a breathwork session. You can also, if you're a part of the Living Unbroken private Facebook group, you can get the link. I'll try to put it in here as well. And add that for the 18th, it's a community breath work. So it's only $10 to come see what the heck this breath work craze is, this number one healing and transformational modality right now. What is it? Come try the experience for yourself. Give yourself that gift. Be open to trying something new, opening up the floodgates for more magic, more creativity. Let go of that stuck stuff that is no longer serving you and release it. Or let go of that self-sabotage to open up for more abundance, more creativity, more love, more health and peace in your life. So hope to see you there. Again, this is another special week. Some of you couldn't make it for the other free class I did for the 1st of January, you know, stepping into the new you, the new year of 22. And so again, that's only $10. It's an hour, up to an hour and 15 minutes for those of you who like to just stay and hang around for a little bit. I will be there with my guidance and the music. And so I hope to see you there. I will also be offering sessions at a yoga studio to be announced soon. That will start March in Bedford. And then, of course, I always have my private sessions in my studio in Hillsboro as well for a deeper private one-on-one breathwork session. That's it takes it to a new level. But certainly come try out first the experience online and just discover for yourself the healing and transformation possibilities that come from just that hour of you showing up and changing your breathing and doing the work. It's really profound. So I hope to have some new breathers there. And as always, in love and light, namaste.